From Spark and Anvil and Safety Forge, this is The Knowing Pair in Chapter 1 of the Safety Forge cast. This drama uses an AI-generated voice, voiced via Gemini 2.5. The big orange beanbag at the Safety Forge center made a gentle whoosh as Tel flopped onto it. Outside, the sun was bright, but inside, the air was cool and smelled faintly of cinnamon from the snack bot, Snacks, who was quietly polishing its own chrome shell in the corner. Across from Tel, Trace was curled in a blue armchair, their brow furrowed in concentration as they tapped on a tablet. They were exploring a new level in their favorite game, Cosmic Critters. Suddenly, Trace made a small noise, a little, of confusion. "Hey, Tel," Trace said, not looking up. "Look at this." Tel leaned over, peering at the screen. A message from another player, CritterFan782, was blinking in the chat window. It read, "Urgent. Forward this to 10 friends, or your cosmic critter loses its sparkle forever. It's the new rule." "That feels weird," Tel said, sitting up. "A rule? The game developers never send rules through player chat." A tight, prickly feeling sprouted in Tel's stomach, the feeling they got when a story didn't quite make sense, or when someone was trying to rush them into something. It feels kind of mean, too.
Trace's fingers flew across the screen, but they weren't forwarding the message. Instead, they were scrolling backward, their eyes scanning old chat logs. "Hang on," Trace murmured. "This isn't the first time. It just feels familiar." Tel watched, fascinated. Trace was like a detective on the hunt. They didn't panic or get upset. They got curious. They opened a notepad app on the tablet and started a list. "Here," Trace said, tapping the screen. "Last Tuesday, a message from CritterFan914. It said you had to buy a special gem or your critter would get sad." Trace kept scrolling. "And the week before that, CritterFan211, a message about a secret level that you could only unlock if you shared a secret code with your whole friends list." Trace paused and underlined the three usernames with a finger. "See?" Trace said quietly. "It's a pattern. It's always a user named CritterFan with random numbers, and it always asks you to do something fast for a weird reason. It's not just one person being strange. It's the same strange thing over and over." Tel looked at the list Trace had made. The tight, prickly feeling in Tel's stomach hadn't gone away, but now it had company, a sense of clarity. Seeing the clues laid out like that made the problem feel less like a ghost and more like a puzzle. "You're right," Tel said. "It is a pattern, and it's making the game feel crummy." Tel took a deep breath. Trace had done their part. They had looked back and found the clues. Now it was Tel's turn. The problem felt organized, but it still felt too big to solve alone. It was time to bring in someone with more experience. "Okay," Tel said, standing up and brushing dust from their pants. "We named the problem, and you tracked it. Now we tell someone." Tel nodded toward the other side of the room, where the center's guide, Jax, was helping someone unjam a 3D printer. "This is bigger than us. Let's go show Jax, together."
They walked over to Jax, tablet in hand. "Hey, Jax," Tel began. "We found something weird in Cosmic Critters." Trace held up the tablet, showing Jax the message and the list of similar ones they had collected. Jax stopped tinkering with the printer and gave the screen their full attention. Jax didn't look worried or scared, which made Tel's shoulders relax a little. Instead, Jax looked interested. "Wow," Jax said, looking from the tablet to their faces. "First off, great job not forwarding that. And Trace, this list is amazing detective work. That must have felt confusing and annoying to get messages like that." Jax's voice was calm and steady. "It's not cool when someone tries to pressure you in a game." "These are called chain messages," Jax explained, pointing to the screen. "Sometimes they're part of a scam, sometimes just a prank to see how far they spread. The threat about your critter losing its sparkle isn't real. It's just a trick to get you to share it. You two did the exact right thing. Slowed down, looked at the pattern, and came to talk it out. Let's block and report these accounts together. You can show me how."
Back on their beanbags, the Cosmic Critters game world felt bright and fun again. The weird, pressuring messages were gone, blocked and reported. A sense of quiet relief settled over them. SNAX rolled over and offered them both a juice box, which they accepted gratefully. "I feel so much better," Tel said, taking a sip. "Trying to figure that out by myself would have felt heavy, like I was supposed to know the answer already." Trace nodded, tapping away on their tablet to organize their critter's inventory. "But finding the pattern made it feel smaller," Trace added. "It wasn't some random, scary thing. It was just a system. A boring, broken system." Tel smiled. "You're good at tracking the clues. And I guess I'm good at knowing when it's time to talk it out." They bumped their juice boxes together in a small toast. They hadn't just gotten rid of a problem. They had figured out how to get rid of it. They had a system of their own. And working together, they knew they could handle the next weird thing that came their way.
You've been listening to a Spark and Anvil chapter, written by the Spark and Anvil writing team for ages 9 to 14. Spark and Anvil is a 501c3 public charity. Apps stay free forever. Curriculum aligned to the Knowing Pair. Released under Creative Commons BY-NC-SA 4.0 for educational reuse. Visit Spark and Anvil for the full transcript.